floating a goal into your timeline. Ensure that your goal is clear, the energy and states are also recognized, and that the goal has been fully experienced through a centralization or an enhanced visualization process. Now, I'd like for you to pull a goal out, and step one is we want to kind of imagine or present this goal in a frame. Put a frame around it, perhaps just metaphorically moving your hand, kinesthetically putting a golden frame around it. Step two, take a hold of the frame and be aware of where our timeline is, where our present, past, future is. Step three, we can either physically walk out along our timeline or we can float forward. Float up and float above our timeline and float further forward into the future, and we can float down into the future when the goal will be achieved. Or we can walk it out and slowly, gently place it out carefully in future. Four, let go of your goal and let it float down to that point on the timeline. Let it bed itself comfortably and set it into the timeline. If you're walking out, just put it there and put it there like a ceremony. Don't just throw it there. The more you take it seriously, the more it shows and proves your intention. Notice as all the events leading from there back to the present now change and realign themselves to support your goal. So look back towards the present and notice how the future realigns to support the goal. Six, notice any changes in the future time beyond your goal. There may be changes further in the future as well. Seven, float or slowly walk back to the present and get back into the present state. And lastly, eight, notice what's the first small thing that you have to do in order to achieve your goal. What's the next small thing? Okay, we actually use this for a lot of our goal settings and in a lot of coaching sessions. I end a lot of our coaching sessions with, what's the next small thing you have to do in order to achieve this? What's the next small thing you have to do? Excellent. Great. Go do it.